Blog Talk Radio. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince and African Spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Okor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African Udu world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you here, now, live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Haya Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritual to obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and rituals. I do appreciate you, and I am humbled and honored by your continued support here on Blog Talk Radio at noon, each and every day, noon, U.S. Central Standard Time. My live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. You are ready with your question, comment, or request. Please do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you momentarily. Again, I appreciate those who are now with me live in the chat. As always, Angelic Soap, one of my faithful sponsors, all of our special guests, remote viewing radio, I most certainly do appreciate you. And those who are listening by way of the remote player, Multiply, High Five, MySpace, Facebook, on my website, and of course those who are now listening as well as viewing by way of my temple room in my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com/the, and it's not a hyphen, it's the, what do you call those, a space, the space temple space room .html, or you can just go to houseofthedivineprince.com and click on the very last icon there, which says the temple room, and there you will be able to listen as well as you me now live in all of my natural glory. So if I'm not all that you want me to be, I apologize ahead of time. But indeed, I do give thanks for the availability of this sort of technology to connect and communicate with the broader audience. I also want to invite you to visit the Temple Room page in my website. There you will find information about tomorrow's guest, and hopefully every Wednesday Ojalola, Ifa Sakin, Osabile, Lajuba, Ifa, as well as our brother Obafemi Oregunwa from California will be here tomorrow, and he will be giving a more in-depth teaching on some of his personally designed Ifa programs to move you forward to another place in your present level of existence, if you will. And he is the originator of the Orisha Lifestyle Agreement. Obafemi will be here with us tomorrow. You can find both of them on Facebook by visiting now the Facebook event page. If you already know how to get there, you know where it is. If you don't, you can go to my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/ The Divine Prince, all as one word, and then follow back to my events. You also find it placed somewhere on my wall if you would just scroll down. So I do invite you to be a part of this growing experience on Wednesdays, Ifa Wednesdays, here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Time Functions, and Hoodoo Central. And, of course, Goddess Mother of Orisha, who will be here in New Orleans in the coming week. So we do appreciate each and every one of you. Our temple is growing and evolving. Some of you I know are a little cross with me for not being regular, not being consistent. Thank you, remote viewing. That's underscore. The temple room, the_temple_room. Or you can just go to my website and click on the temple room. Thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't paying attention to the chat. We are growing. So, you know, some of you I know are a little irritated that I'm not always here every single day. And I do try to be, sometimes down to the very last minute. Sometimes I'm actually here and I start the music and then I'm interrupted or something happens and then the show just continues with the music. So it's a part of really being authentically who I say that I am. And it's very difficult for one person to sort of do everything that I'm juggling to do. That is changing. That is evolving. I will have more help in the coming days, in the coming weeks. We're bringing in a whole new class, if you will, of initiates this year, 2012. Men and women, old and young, elders and children are initiating now, are receiving their implements now, are receiving their crowns now, are receiving their son, as well as their charge, their contract, spiritual contract, as spiritual professionals. And I stress that because we are already on the internet and we are easily able to access a wealth of information. But information does not necessarily equal wisdom. So it takes wisdom even in doing our searches, in dissecting the information, people, places, and things that we come across, if you will, on the internet. And so it is necessary, particularly within HDR, for us to fall back on tradition. And tradition requires that we not practice in isolation. You've heard me say that before. That's number one. But tradition also requires us to follow a certain pattern, certain set of rules, and obligations as it relates to evolving spiritually within the tradition, not just personally, inwardly, but as spiritual professionals. Everyone who initiates into voodoo, everyone who initiates into Ifa, everyone who initiates into Sanfaria, it's not called to be a minister. It's not called to be a priest or a priestess or provide services for people publicly. And again, the wealth of information that we have access to on the internet allows for that misconception to sort of be propagated by way of the wealth of information that is available. And people sort of take that information, do a at home sort of thing. And because it's all convenient, you know, it's right there at your fingertips. It makes it very easy for people to be not only misled in terms of a business transaction, in terms of spiritual work and services, but personally, inwardly, as I would pray that all of our deepest, truest, and most authentic desire is that we evolve and we become more the God and goddesses that we indeed truly are. Our purpose for being, raison d'etre, as we say, for being is to evolve like crystal, which is one of my favorite implements, to become clear, to become transparent, to become illuminated with light, to be able to to be able to contain energy and transform energy and receive and project energy, to communicate healing vibration, evolutionary vibration, vibrations of joy, of prosperity, of community, of co-unity, if you will. That ultimately is what I'm here to do. I understand that we're on the internet, we're on Blog Talk Radio. Many of these mediums are used for entertainment. To some degree, this is entertainment, and I would hope that I'm entertaining. But ultimately, I'm here to share my vocation, and that is spirituality and religion from a Pan-African perspective. So again, I am always humbled and honored by those who continue to show and support, whether I'm here or not, those who continue to listen to archives. Our numbers are extremely high, so I know that people are listening and are partaking, and we are getting that feedback. The result is our community is growing, not just here at House of the Divine Prince, Typhosis, and Hoodoo Central, but in New Orleans. Many of you know, and those who are new may just now be becoming aware that we have an extensive, probably one of the largest HDR communities in the country in terms of Ifa, in terms of Akan, in terms of Voodoo, in terms of ancient Voodoo, in terms of Obia, in terms of Palo Mate, Palo Mayombe, and many other traditions. We are a city, unlike many others in America, that speaks more than one language. We speak English here, we speak French here, we speak Creole here, we speak Yoruba here. There are those who are fluent in many of these traditional, some would say sacred, paths, tongues, and religions. And so another aspect of what I do is to bring that awareness, if you will, to not only our most intriguing touristic aspect. You know, we have cruise ships that come here. We have gambling here. We have the casinos. We have the French Quarter. We have history. And a part of that history, a root of that history, is laid in Congo Square. And Congo Square, I dare say, is the jumping-off point for traditional African practice. Excuse me, not only in the South, in New Orleans, in America, and in the world to some degree. The availability of our coming together in that sacred space, even before it was allowed, even before it was legal in other parts of the country for Africans to come together and to honor and to practice under those traditions, we were doing so in Congo Square. For those who know the history, even before the Native Americans, for lack of better terminology, were there and were honoring ancestral spirits and deities of earth and nature and creation akin to African-based traditions. To not digress too much, we'll one day have Noble Paul to come on and explain the African presence in America and how all of that comes together and its logical, historical, and archaeologically factual. So to be a part of the continued tradition and legacy of showing honor, reverence to these traditions, it's humbling for me at every level. And I wake up amazed. I wake up enlightened. I wake up motivated each and every day to move forward and to continue. And I appreciate all of you who are now listening, who are now viewing, who are a part of this powerful experience. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2012, and I am emitting and vibrating this moment for you live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Divine Prince, and include the hyphen there. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, I will be taking your call. We will be going into overtime. This is only a 30-minute show, so if you're not on the phone line, about 2 minutes, you're going to miss it, and I will address your questions, comments, concerns right after this brief musical offering. Remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Hey.
Ellie, my head, so me had to come back again with the new sign.
Ìyàwó mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Ìyàwó mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. I don't dey go low. He do me, like say I don't dey go low. Eliman, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can to the club together? Make I feel you. Ìyàwó mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Ìyàwó mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Ìdúmi, like say I don't dey go low. I'm a show up by day. I just had love. I'm a love fine. I'm a love nine. I'm an ill. I am in city one. I'm a family. I'm a good family. I'm a child. Ìyàwó mi.
they think